Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, a.k.a. El Chapo, has been found guilty in a federal court in the Brooklyn, New York area. Brooklyn, New York, Eastern District of New York. And he's gone away for a long time. Now, do I know anyone, any place, anywhere who might know a little something about El Chapo? Well, yes. Our good friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, was in Mexico heading up FBI efforts there for a period of time. He knows all about the El Chapo matter, and I am thrilled to say that Jimmy has taken some time out of his otherwise very busy schedule to join us. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, my busy schedule in the upstate New York area involves shoveling snow in my driveway, and my wife was very happy that I got dragged inside because she does not want me to have a heart attack out there. So I am ecstatic to join you on that point and on the fact that this is a day for the good guys to celebrate. Absolutely wonderful news out of Brooklyn. I'm looking forward to discussing with you.
All right, sir. So let's remind everybody, you were in Mexico City for how long, doing what?
So I spent about 2 years in Mexico City as the acting legal attaché. So my job was to be the FBI director's direct representative to the Mexican government, Mexican law enforcement. I had about 12 agents that worked for me, three offices, one in Mexico City, one in Matamoros, and one in Guatemala, down in Guatemala in Central America. So from those positions, we worked, obviously, you know, counter-narcotics was a big part of what we did.
Yeah.
And at the time, El Chapo was on the loose, so that was obviously one of our big focuses.
All right, so remind everybody, and I know this is, in many ways, this is more the DEA bailiwick, but you guys obviously are involved in this as well. What was El Chapo's emergence as he led, was it the Sinaloa cartel?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up because that is very important to point out. So in Mexico City and in Mexico and many parts of Latin America, the DEA is the big dog there, and really their agents did an amazing job of tracking down El Chapo over a number of years. And obviously everything in law enforcement today, you and I have talked about this before, is a collaborative effort. So between local and state Mexican police forces, the federales down in Mexico, the FBI, ATF, the Marshals Service, and obviously DEA worked collaboratively to go after El Chapo, who had for a long time run a huge operation which, as you know, exported a ton of marijuana and cocaine and other drugs into the United States. And just a great day today that he was convicted on 10 federal criminal counts. And in the United States, you don't escape from maximum security prisons like the case is in Mexico.
Right.
So I have a feeling he's going to do a long time here and will probably die in prison.
Tell us about the crimes he was actually convicted of.
Okay, so, you know, Joaquin El Chapo, and Chapo means shorty in Spanish, Guzman Larrea, was a Mexican drug lord. And, you know, these are rough estimates, but he probably made about $14 billion as the head of the Sinaloa cartel, as you point out, for about, you know, 10 years. He had escaped from Mexican prisons twice, most recently just a couple of years ago when his henchmen dug a tunnel in Altiplano and were able to extricate him. And the DEA and the FBI, working closely with Mexican law enforcement, were able to arrest him again. This was after his second escape, and get him extradited to the United States. So Chapo had been involved in numerous murders and was basically convicted of something that we use against drug kingpins or crime lords. It's a head of a criminal enterprise, the drug kingpin laws, which... Okay. If folks are familiar with how the federal government goes after, say, mafioso in the United States, you don't necessarily have to convict them of pulling the trigger. The fact that they are over a criminal enterprise and they direct murderous operations, meaning there are predicate offenses that can be charged, whether it's selling narcotics, running prostitution rings, killing people, extorting, any of those nasty kind of felonies, if you can track that back to an enterprise and prove that this person is in charge of that enterprise, Jeff, that in and of itself will bring a 25 to life sentence, and that's what El Chapo is facing.
Wow. Now, he is 61 years of age. As you say, he escaped from prison in Mexico twice, and the last time you and I chatted, we talked about the allegation that one of his former bookkeepers or tech guys had made that El Chapo had paid millions of dollars in payoffs to the then president of Mexico. Did we hear anything else about that as the trial unfolded?
Jeff, we haven't. And again, I've just been following. I was not at the trial. So as you pointed out at the top of this this trial was conducted by the Eastern District of New York down in Brooklyn at Cabin Plaza by the U.S. Attorney's Office down there. And they have outstanding litigators down there. I have not heard anything regarding that. I'm sure, obviously, there will be trial transcripts that come out. There will probably be more reporting on that. But, you know, it's interesting to note that, you know, it was just a couple of years ago where Sean Penn was involved in a Rolling Stone article where he had gone down. He had met with a soap opera actress, a big star in Mexico by the name of Kate Del Castillo, and the fact that the Mexican police, the Mexican government, along with, you know, obviously U.S. government officials, were able to track his whereabouts, track Sean Penn, ultimately led to El Chapo being captured. So, I mean, you know, this was something you and I talked about before, yeah. And I didn't know how soon that this would happen. The fact that he was able to be rolled up and then be extradited to the United States, where the Mexican government basically said, here, he's yours, prosecute him there. I didn't think that this was going to happen. I spoke to some of my DEA counterparts from Mexico today. They never thought that this was going to happen. This is an outstanding day for U.S. law enforcement.
No doubt. And speaking of outstanding law enforcement in the United States, Jimmy Galeano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. One of the key parts of this, Jimmy, as I read it, is that the FBI was able to get access to some of Guzman's communications because the FBI had actually flipped his tech guy, and that guy became a cooperating witness.
Okay, so you teed me up on here, and you and I didn't speak earlier, so I appreciate you putting it up on the tee for me. So I know personally the two agents, and one of them actually testified in the trial that ran a case called Server Jack in the FBI. And the FBI, you know, when you put together a case like this, it's given a code name or an operational name. And the name of this case, and I only talk about this because this is all out in the public domain now, was called Server Jack. And the two agents that were on this case did an amazing job of not just, you know, contacting the IT official, as you pointed out, that ran Chapo's operations, because, you know, this was back during a period of time where we're still using flip phones and burner phones had just come into play, where the bad guys would roll from one phone to another, and the government was trying to keep up, meaning we could get a Title III and do an overhear on one phone, but then the bad guys would use that phone for a couple of days, dump it, and go to a new phone, and our technology and our laws, you know, it took some time to the late 90s, early 2000s, before we were able to get what we call rolling Title IIIs, which allowed us to follow the bad guy phones when they dumped them and went to new numbers. Well, these guys did an amazing job because obviously they were able to get with the head of IT, you know, the guy that handled all of Chapo's communications, bring him on to Team USA and get him to help them plug into the server. So every time that Chapo and his henchmen had communications, and look, Chapo had to run a huge empire in Sinaloa, but not only that, you know, he also had a lot of love interests, you know, not just his wife who's at trial, but a number of other different women who he had conversations with on different phones in different lines, and those were the things that tripped him up, because the FBI and the DEA were able to track those phone calls and ultimately track down where he was. And when he got arrested prior to his last escape, it was as a direct result of information from that Server Jack case. An outstanding job by the FBI folks who are working it, and obviously the DEA guys as well.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing that we should mention here, Jimmy, his IT guy who does come over to Team USA, there's a certain amount of bravery and heroism because El Chapo did not provide very nice, very polite severance packages, right? If you turned on him, you were dead.
Yeah, this is something I think that your listeners should understand about people that do this, that people that actually turn state's evidence. And you know, on the street, they're considered to be rats or snitches. But these are people that literally put their necks on the line to cooperate. And people can argue and say, well, it's to help them out because they were involved in untoward things as well. And sure, that's true. But without the ability to get people that are inside a criminal enterprise like the Sinaloa cartel to turn state's evidence on the upper echelons, there'd be no way that we would know about the machinations of the upper echelons of these groups. So yes, this person is absolutely a hero. At this juncture, the United States Marshal Service will take over. They will move this person into the witness protection program. They will get a assumed name, a different identity. They will be in a place, you know, far, far, far away from any of the reaches where Chapo's folks could ever find this person, and they'll begin a new life. And without people like this that cooperate and that help bring down Kingpin like this, we couldn't do our jobs, because, Jeff, people like Chapo, who's bragged about killing 2,000-3,000 different people, ordering their executions, whether he did it himself or whether he directed other folks to do it, this is an outstanding day, not just for U.S. law enforcement, but obviously our cooperation with the Mexican government and Mexican law enforcement as well.
Now, you mentioned how these folks are referred to as rats by the bad guys. And in fact, that was the defense in the court. Chapo's defense attorney said, oh, you can't trust these guys. They're rats, they're sellouts, they're bad guys. And poor Mr. Guzman is simply the scapegoat. You've heard that sort of defense line before, I take it.
Sure, absolutely. And one of Chapo's attorneys, Jeffrey Littman, was actually a famous, and look, we understand that people that defend people in our criminal justice system, that's part of the system, and they're not bad people. We need those folks as part of the defense. But Jeffrey Littman is a person that has defended mob folks before, and I think one of the quotes that came out of the defense team was, you know, we fought like hell, we fought like savages today, we left it all on the battlefield, and there will be appeals. And we expect that in cases like this. Mr. Guzman has a very large bankroll. Yep. You know, the folks that he's got in his employ as attorneys are top-notch attorneys, and I'm sure that that's going to happen. And look, that's what the defense does. Their job is to impeach government witnesses. The government's job is to put people up. And look, Jeff, people testify against other folks in federal trials for a whole host of reasons. One could be motivation by revenge. One could be motivation by a sentence reduction on their own end. They could be Joe Q citizen who just wants to do the right thing. They can be motivated by a whole host of things. But without government cooperators, there's no way that law enforcement can work, because people like me and you know, we're not going to know the inner workings of a crime syndicate, because we're not going to be able to get close enough to the bad guys. We need people that are in that business.
Yep.
And, you know, the defense's job is to impeach those folks and to say that they're bad people as well. And the government's job is to say, yes, they've done some bad things, but we need their testimony to go after the big fish. And that's clearly what happened in this case.
So we've got 30 seconds left, Jimmy. The last time you were here, you provided everybody with the phrase plata o plomo. Was Mr. Guzman a practitioner of that? And remind everybody what it means.
Not just a practitioner. He was probably the number one signatory to that. Plata o plomo means silver or lead, which means I'm either going to pay you to do what I say, which means ignore what's going on, to be a corrupt police officer or government official, or I'm going to kill you and your family. So that's the lead part. So yes, that is alive and well in Mexico, but guess what? Today is a great day for the United States and Mexican relations. We were able to extradite an individual that caused a lot of havoc and mayhem, and he is going to probably go away for 25 years to life, and it's a good day for both countries.
It is a great day. Jimmy Galeano, it is always our pleasure to have you with us, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. And we, like your wife, don't want you to suffer any sort of cardiac distress, but we know you've got a driveway that you better get out there and shovel real fast, or you're going to face some serious issues. So we're gonna let you go. That is our pal Jimmy Galeano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.